It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Weiss. Utah's snowy peaks and valleys became the stage for athletes from around the world during the 2002 Olympic Winter Games in Salt Lake. But the games were much more than a sporting competition. Learn more after this.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities, with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. For 17 days at the dawn of a new millennium, 3.5 billion people paused to watch the Salt Lake 2002 Olympic Winter Games. As the Olympic torch relayed its way across the country and through 45 Utah communities on its journey to Olympic Stadium, Salt Lake prepared to host 2,400 athletes from 77 nations. While these Winter Olympics were billed as the Salt Lake City Games, they were a source of pride and identity for Utahns across the state. To greet the athletes, organizers built or upgraded ice rings, fast tracks, and powdery slopes. From the moguls at Deer Valley to the Nordic trails at Soldier Hollow, competition venues were constructed with unparalleled attention to international sporting standards. There were frightening pitches, like the 74-degree drop at the start of Snow Basin's downhill, and dizzying heights, like the 7,350 feet at the ski jumps at Utah Olympic Park in Park City. True to form, Utahns who volunteered for the games worked tirelessly behind the scenes as frontline ambassadors. They woke in the dark to shovel sidewalks, prepare meals, and transport athletes. They fielded questions, gave directions, and managed the crowd that flooded their small towns. Due to Utah's long legacy of mining, the gold, silver, and bronze medals were the first to be mined, crafted, and awarded within miles of the venues where they were won. Many of the souvenir pins also showcased Utah culture, depicting everything from delicate arch and Native American pottery to cowboy boots and minivans, and of course, green jello and fry sauce. Utah identity was also on show at the opening and closing ceremonies. Leaders from the Ute, Shoshone, Goshute, Paiute, and Navajo nations greeted athletes in their own language. The golden spike was represented, while giant dinosaurs loomed over the stadium in a nod to rural Utah's fossil tourism. Performers even unfurled a giant pioneer-style quilt across the stadium floor depicting the Olympic rings. When the Winter Games were over, Utahns were left with two important legacies: world-class sporting venues where international athletes still train to this day, and a remarkable experience of pride and unity. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Alf Engen Ski Museum. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.